Good afternoon. This is Elmira and You, a podcast for the members and friends of California's Elmira Baptist Church. Let me welcome you today. I'm Pastor Scott, and I'm sure glad you've joined me. Today is Friday, September 24th, 2021. How much time have you spent with God today? Matthew 20, verse 28 tells us this: "Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many." Let me ask you the question: what if your Christian faith is not about you, not about me, not about any individual? Americans focus much attention on the individual. And because of this focus on the person, an American Christian often perceives that Christianity is about oneself. Our faith in God becomes about our own personal fulfillment. Our relationship with God should make us happy. We begin to think that Christianity is God creating in us the best version of ourselves. But this is just cultural Christianity. Consider the words of Jesus in this verse: "The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many." Jesus did not come to earth to create in us the best version of ourselves. Jesus came to serve, and in the ultimate act of unselfish service to give his life for others, that's hardly the definition of a happy life in the American mind. My faith in God does not necessarily make my life better, not in any way that my neighbor might understand it. Instead, my life is a chance to serve others, perhaps even to give my own life for others. It's not about me being happy. It's about me ministering to others through the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Is that how you perceive your Christian life? For our book review today, I would like to suggest a book called A Practical Guide to Culture, Helping the Next Generation Navigate Today's World. It's by John Stonestreet and Brett Kunkel, and it's a pretty long read. It's over 300 pages. I've got my copy marked up in several places, just helping us understand what culture is in general, where our culture is, what our culture is today, and then how Christians should interact and intersect with that. The first part is why culture matters and talks about what culture does to us. The second part is about the specific instances in our culture and how they intersect with Christianity. And then they talk about some of the pounding cultural waves. Difficult topics: racial tension, entertainment, addiction, affluence and consumerism, gender identity, sexual orientation, the hookup culture and pornography, some heavy topics. But the fourth part is Christian worldview essentials: how to read the Bible, why to trust the Bible, how to take the gospel to culture. It's not an easy read, but it is a thought-provoking one. As I did, you will probably not agree with every single thing that is said. But it will open your mind to some ways to understand culture that you've probably not considered before, and certainly point you in some directions as we must live in this world, even though we are not of this world. This has been the Elmira and You podcast for Friday, September 24th, 2021. Join us this Sunday, 9:45 for Sunday school, 11 for morning worship. And then don't forget our food and fellowship after morning worship. Bring a dish to share, followed by our praise and testimony time. there will not be a 5 o'clock worship service because we will already have met at 1:30. We meet at 6111 California Pacific Road near Vacaville, California. Join me again Monday for another edition of Elmira and You. And if you haven't already done so, spend some time with the Savior today.